Okay, so you want to do science at 7?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do science from 7 to 8. And then,
like so many other families around the country, 12-year-old Allie and her mother, Anise Mabry, are planning out schoolwork for the week.
Grab the two algebra books.
What's the lit book?
Your literature book.
Oh.
But that's where the similarities end. Instead of preparing to go to a local school, Allie takes classes at home. Instead of a classroom, she logs onto her laptop for lessons. Instead of a teacher, her mother is her instructor.
It's a lot better. It's a lot more fun. It really brings out a lot of the things I found enjoyable in school.
Allie used to attend a middle school near their Conyers home, but this year for 8th grade, she's relying on the Georgia Cyber Academy for her education. Allie and her mother say her transition out of a traditional school was brought on by excessive bullying on and off school grounds.
I mean, they were just really mean. The pushing, the shoving, hitting, slapping. Basically, it was just pretty much assault every day. With girls, it was hair, my face, the way I dressed, the way I looked, the way I talked, things that you just really can't help. It felt like that was my only reason for coming to school, just to be pushed around.
Allie says as much as she loved learning, it was a struggle every day.
I was a straight A student, and I still was able to maintain straight A's and still be able to maintain on honor roll, but I was really considering dropping out.
In addition to traditional bullying, the advent of texting and social media made things even worse.
One could be in the classroom, 2 was Facebook, 3 was the bus, and then 4 was the text messages, and then it would go back to 1. And it would keep getting worse every time that you got back to 1.
Allie claims that she reported the incidents to her teachers and counselors, and they did nothing. Her mom says ultimately it was too much for her daughter.
Another suspension came when another student had been taunting her and hit her repeatedly with a book in the presence of a teacher, and the teacher did nothing to intervene. And Allie got mad, and she got tired of being hit, and she hit back. That resulted in a 2-day suspension.
They never did anything, never said anything, they never reported it, never even stepped in. I was in and out of the counselor's office frequently, more frequently than most students. I even had appointments there weekly.
The incidents took their toll. At times, the bathroom was the only place where she felt she could be safe.
I would leave my binder in the bathroom intentionally. And then I would come back and do my work and everything else because I couldn't sit at the lunch table because kids were so mean.
She says as the bullying went on, she spiraled down.
My self-esteem just dropped. I mean, it's like trying, and when I tried to get it back up, it's like trying to throw paper in the air and expecting to catch it.
Her mother says she soon realized it was up to her to take action.
I finally said, something has to change. I was like, I can't keep sending her through this. Allie was biting the skin off of her hands.
Decatur High School counselor Ken Jackson says extreme examples like Allie's are increasingly more common. He sees about 2 serious cases a year.
Bullying, you know, by definition means that there is some kind of harm. It's repeated, and there is a power difference. Somebody has social, physical power over someone else. With the number of bullying incidents that became more public in the past year, it really was an impetus for changing the bullying law.
He welcomes the new law as a step in the right direction.
Setting a climate in which there is an expectation of what is good and appropriate behavior, what is inappropriate responses to bullying, is a necessary thing.
Mom Anise feels the school system did not do enough to protect her daughter. The former teacher resigned from her job as a dean at DeVry University for medical reasons, then opted to homeschool her daughter for the past year. Mother and daughter welcome Georgia's new bullying law, but still have some concerns, especially with the fact that it requires 3 consecutive incidents to take place.
What if the 3 repeated instances don't come from one single person? You know, then again, you're back at that square of where you're starting over and over and over, trying to establish 3 instances with one person, which is, you know, that's the challenge that we had.
Counselor Jackson is optimistic.
For some systems that weren't doing this before, gives them the direction for really giving some support for students and not letting things disappear and slide. And this gives families then a resource for being able to go and say this should not be. Gives staff members and administrators within a school the ability to say, we do need to deal with this.
Mom Anise urges parents to learn their rights.
And most importantly, never let anyone tell you no who doesn't have the power to say yes. So the parents just have to keep knocking on doors because somebody somewhere is going to say yes.
As for Allie, she says working one-on-one with mom every day is not so bad.
I love my mom. She's the best teacher ever. And honestly, even though we might have our moments, I mean, she's always there. And that's the cool part.
The experience has inspired Mom Anise to take on the role of advocate. She speaks to local organizations about bullying. She has also opened up her home to other Cyber Academy students whose parents have to work. For the Southern Education Desk and the Juvenile Justice Information Exchange, I'm Chandra Thomas.